Morning Show at East Coast FM this Friday morning in the lovely sort of blue sky and a bit of sunshine. It's very nice to enjoy, as it has been all the week. And joining us now to tempt us out to the outdoors is Joe Supple, the holiday doctor. Good morning, Joe.
Declan, a very good morning to you and to all your listeners on this lovely, crisp, sort of sunshine day.
Absolutely. They say at this time men's thoughts turn to romance. That's a sort of an old saying, but I think you're constantly turning to, how can I enjoy the holidays? Well, you've got something to aim for on this occasion, because we're talking about a four-day weekend in March. Now, I suppose the world and his mother will be heading to do something on that weekend. So tell us about it. What can we expect to pay, and what sort of opportunities are there for us?
Yeah, Declan, I had a look around there, and there is some good packages coming up, and I suppose a lot of the places are taking advantage of that as well, you know, putting packages together, because obviously, you know, you could do sort of a four-day, or even maybe take an extra day and do like a 5-day thing with a family or stuff like that as well. One of the places I've been using for many, many years, and they do a lot of self-catering and property owners, holiday parks, it's Dream Ireland Holiday Homes. It's really good because they've got destinations over there: Cork, Clare, Kerry, Donegal, Waterford, Galway, Mayo. So it's all over the country. And the great thing I like about the website as well, you go in, you put in the parameters of where you're, you know, your dates you want to go, and also they do sort of special offers as well. So in other words, pay for two nights, get three or four, and things like that as well. And you put in the price point that you want. So in other words, if you want something a little bit more sort of high end, you can put in, you know, your prices there, and you might end up on a beautiful, you know, a lot of the hotels, especially during the boom times, they built a lot of holiday homes on there. So, you know, you might be right beside and have the facilities to use the 5-star hotel, but you're not paying 5-star prices. And again, if you're breaking it down between, you know, a few couples or maybe a family, it can work out very, very reasonable for something like that. So pack up the car, pack up your own little Vino Blanco and your foods, and then you've got, you know, your own, you've got everything there, plus you have the facilities to use in the hotel, like swimming pool and other stuff like that, and maybe a lunch or a dinner or something. So that's Dream Ireland Holiday Homes. It's a really, really, really good website, and I definitely would recommend that. Also, if you're looking for something as well, the Maldon and Clayton hotels have some deals on there as well. Again, they have a huge amount of properties around Ireland, very nice hotels, and you know, they've sort of established themselves now as, you know, when you look at a brand, especially if you're going away and you think, okay, I'll stay maybe in the Hilton or I'll stay in the Marriott, because you know that's going to be a brand. The Clayton have sort of established themselves as one of those type products, so you know what you're going to get before you get there in terms of, you know, the expectation of what your room's going to be like and the breakfast and stuff like that. So that's the claytonhotel.com, you can check out. They've got some really, really good deals there as well. And mm-hmm. then if you're thinking about maybe sort of heading abroad, there is good packages. But, you know, Declan, I've been looking around, and the amount of emails we get in from listeners saying, I'm looking at going away, everything I'm looking at is really, really expensive. And the reason being, obviously, we've just, you know, we're coming out of a pandemic, but also because a lot of the charter flights that we would be talking about, you know, through the years, Declan, you know, you'd have your charter filled and, you know, you're going to certain destinations. A lot of them just aren't happening, I suppose, for economic reasons. So very much the travel agents are very much dependable on the airlines that we'd be very familiar with, of using their services. So, you know, you are paying sort of a premium for that. Of course, you know, they would have negotiated on, in relation to the accommodation over there as well, but it's still working out quite expensive. And again, I noticed on one or two of the very familiar travel companies we would have used through the years, you need to be very, very careful. I was looking at some deals going, that's not a bad deal, but then suddenly you're looking going, oh, that's for four nights, because you know the airline might fly two or three times, you're not getting the full seven nights. So do be careful. I was almost caught out myself the other day, which doesn't happen very often, Declan, you know, I'm like spot checks up, as you know, when it comes to things like that. But just do be very careful of that. But if you are looking for something in the sun, I did look up for around those dates, and it's actually seven nights. So if you want to take an extra couple of days off, TUI, who we'd be very familiar with, and again, they run their own aircrafts, which is great. So it's almost like a charter. Again, it'll include your 15 kilo luggage, which is quite good. Your transfers, which again, all these are becoming extras with a lot of the travel companies. This is the Port of Carmen for seven nights. It's a 3-star plus property. Looks really, really nice. The flight times are really good as well. Out on Wednesday the 16th, back on the 23rd. And all in there for two people is working out at 1,153. So it's 576 quid per person, including your transfers and 15 kilo luggage per person. And of course, you get your hand luggage as well. These are all the extras that people are getting caught out with the normal airlines that we would normally fly with. So just be careful when doing that. But I thought that was a really, really good deal. So you're talking about 570 quid. So you wouldn't get night in town for that, Declan, you know?
And that's flying directly from Dublin to Lanzarote.
To Lanzarote, yeah. Staying in Port del Carmen. Yeah, it looks like a very nice resort there. And again, you know, you've got everything included in that. So that's sort of your base price. I mean, obviously, you want to juggle things up. They've other options there as well. And again, when you're looking at things like that, you might say for an extra €100 per person, you can end up being in a four star plus as well. So because obviously the main sort of thing would be your flights over, but they're the only ones who really run their own aircraft is the TUI. So it's worth checking out that as well. And look, I mean, if you're looking at like a nice city break, there is still good deals to be got on Ryanair and Aer Lingus, where you can sort of, you know, book your cheap flights if you've got flexibility on it. And again, you know, a lot of people are going for the Airbnbs at the moment, which seems to be really, really popular again. So if you're going to a city, you know, there's some lovely places to go there. Lisbon, one of my favourite places, and just talking to the newsroom there, and she's heading off there. That's a really nice place to go to as well. It's a great walking city. There's so much to see. I know it's one of your favourite places to go for a little city break. And you always recommend the trams. Of course, you've got to do the tram ride.
Oh, I love the trams. I mean, just I love trams anyway. But there's a wine which is on sale in O'Brien's called Porter 6. And often it's down to a tenner. But anyway, that's just something else. But on the front of it is the picture of a tram. And you can see the tram in Lisbon itself, because it's the one that goes up a big hill, and it actually goes alongside the houses. So people come out on their step, and they have to sort of look to see where they're going first, because there might be a tram passing. And it's just a wonderful sort of old world thing to travel in that tram. But I think Lisbon is great, and the way that you can just go up different hills and end up almost in a different city by going up a hill. It's just an amazing place, I think, Lisbon. So
it is. There you go. It's incredible. And of course, a little trip out to Qashqai as well. And on the Porter 6, Declan, I can say I did stock up myself as well. So I've been a little bit naughty as well, stocking up in the Porter 6. One of my favourite little Vino Blancos, and the Rouge as well is very, very nice. So, but yeah, I mean, there's loads of places to go. Look, if you think about the Paris and stuff. And look, we're all getting back to a little bit of travel. But again, if you're looking for something staycation wise, there is some good deals to be got out there. So yeah, and it's nice having sort of the extra day as well. So if you want to add to it, and of course people are sort of using up their holidays as well, so they might have some extra time to take. So it might be that time to actually maybe a nice staycation, or again, if you know, if you haven't got a clatter of kids to bring away, it might be the ideal time to sort of look at maybe getting to a little bit of winter sun.
Okay, that's the holiday doc, Joe Supple. Thanks, Joe. Good morning to you.